This is St. Louis Public Radio. Since 1938, the St. Louis Evening World has been reporting on crime in a way other news outlets wouldn't or couldn't do. Published weekly and sold in gas stations, convenience stores, and by subscription, the Evening World is well known in African-American communities and among law enforcement. As St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman reports, the tabloid is coming up on its 80th anniversary.
Recent headlines in the Evening World include prosecutor seeks big needle in slaying of pregnant teacher, and D-boy throws bomb at cops during getaway. The stories are filled with slang and nicknames and punctuated by the occasional exclamation point. Editor Anthony Sanders describes the writing style like this.
Whirlesque. Whirlesque.
Sanders has been editing the tabloid since 1995. He says for a while, he tried to be more PC, but he says readers like the world's plain-spoken style that livens up the official police version of events.
We actually take and rewrite everything they send. It's in police language, like this suspect. Now, this crook, you mean.
At the Circle K gas station in the Del Mar Loop, I meet up with Umar Lee and grab a copy of The World.
So I've been reading The World probably since the late 80s, something like that. We got to look in the 80s when gangbanging hit St. Louis hard and crack and AIDS and a whole lot of stuff hit. You know, The World was like where to get the news.
Lee even wrote for the tabloid for a time. He says he's known people who bought the paper to see their own names under arrests or for the photos from nightclubs dubbed the World Girls. But Lee says he appreciates the coverage the Evening World gives to murder victims and neighborhoods that might be ignored by other media outlets.
The World is reminding you, this is a very gritty, grimy city where people get killed on a regular basis, people get shot on a regular basis, and The World reminds you that, doesn't let you forget what St. Louis is.
Benjamin Thomas founded the weekly as The Night World back in 1938, covering nightlife and entertainment for African Americans. Within a year, he took on writing about a pedophilia case no other paper would touch. He had to go to press three times to keep up with demand for that edition. And the Evening World was born.
He kind of noticed then he had a niche.
Current publisher Kevin Thomas says his father became a crusader against crime and was creative enough to write stories that, well, rhymed. He wrote the stories in prose almost single-handedly for nearly 60 years.
My dad would take a story and he would just change it and turn it into something that not only would it give you information, but it would also, in some form or fashion, entertain.
To get a view of that work, I went to the Washington University Olin Library, which has a partial collection of the Evening World going back to 1955. Miranda Rechtenwald, curator for local history and special collections, carefully turns pages from a 1970 edition. The front page is filled with black and white mugshots and
big, attention-grabbing, scandalous headlines.
Rechtenwald says the Thomas family donated the collection about 6 years ago, and the library is always looking to find more copies. She says while The World was at times scandalous, salacious, even shocking, the paper provides an important view of St. Louis life.
It documents a part of our community and our society that might be overlooked if you only looked at, say, the Post-Dispatch or the leading news outlets.
The library continues to get copies, now in color, each week. As for the future, the Evening World will celebrate its 80th anniversary next summer and even has plans to go online. But the unofficial tagline around town probably won't change. Don't let me see you in The World. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.